Every year, thousands of high school and college students graduate without learning the basics of how a business runs or even how to balance a checkbook. Some life skills just aren't taught at most schools. A Missouri-based organization is trying to help by sending college students into communities to teach about free enterprise. 2,000 of these young people recently came together for an annual competition. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
At a community center in the rural Southern California town of Mead Valley, two college students and their business professor are teaching a bilingual workshop on how to start a daycare business. Some of the 25 people here are currently on welfare.
Another thing that you will need is liability insurance.
During a break, 53-year-old Ivani Frazier Colston, who's attending the 12-week course, says she's worked for years at a nearby hospital, but she's ready for a change.
I'm getting older, and I can't any longer lift patients, and you know, that's 300-400 pounds. Come on. I work out, but not lifting the patients. I can't tolerate that anymore. So the best thing I think to do now at my age is to have my own business. I can work at home. I don't have to commute.
Many people manage to get through school without acquiring any business skills. Shannon Wilkins, a student from nearby La Sierra University, says she learned a lot from her family.
I'm a contractor's daughter, so I've been around business, you know, since I was growing up. And the cool thing about SIFE is it takes that kind of information and then goes out and teaches other people who don't know necessarily how to get started.
Young people from some 700 colleges across the country are currently involved in a range of education efforts through an organization called Students in Free Enterprise, or SIFE. The students are challenged to come up with an innovative program to help people in their community learn how to take advantage of the free enterprise system in which they live. The regional finalists from 150 schools recently flew to Kansas City for the annual SIFE National Competition.
Last year, SIFE taught 38 high school students how the financial free markets work.
The student teams present their outreach programs before a panel of judges from the business world who rank them for their innovation and effectiveness. SIFE was founded in 1975, but remained in relative obscurity until about 10 years ago when it began rapidly growing into a well-funded national entity with a vast reach. The program's board of directors reads like a who's who of the Fortune 500. The president of Walmart is here, along with top executives from AT&T, Coca-Cola, and other firms. As you might imagine, a program promoting free enterprise is a pretty easy sell to the nation's business elites, many of whom have an unabashed love of the capitalist American dream because they've lived it.
You know, I was a poor kid growing up from the west side of Chicago. At the age of 32, I became a CEO of a major corporation.
Len Roberts is the president of Radio Shack. He says SIFE is giving lower-income people some crucial tools.
I was the lucky one that got out of the ghettos of Chicago. But I wish many of my friends had, maybe didn't have the same family background. But if they got involved with programs like SIFE, perhaps they would have also gotten out of the ghetto and made a success for themselves. Unfortunately, many of my friends are serving time in prison.
Over the years, other business education programs have sprung up around the country as well, and educators worry that some of them are too evangelical about the free market and entrepreneurship solving the world's problems. But many professors here say this program is not like that because it allows for a view of poverty as a complex issue. Some professors say they appreciate that SIFE offers general guidelines, but lets them and their students decide how and what they want to teach to best help people in their community. And that's created a tremendous variety of programs and of students.
We have allied health majors, pre-med, English, a whole variety of people get involved. We even have a program called Reading for Joy.
Since getting out of the Navy, John Gibbs has been a student at Albany State University in Georgia. He says he's gotten most involved with a weekly SIFE mentoring program called Friday Fathers that teaches teenage boys moral responsibility and a range of other things.
We teach them little things about like how to organize a checkbook. We teach them how to dress if they're going out for a job interview, how to complete a job application, and even little etiquette things like how to eat. I hate to sound sexy, but when you're a young man and you don't have a man in your life, generally the temptation to go astray is a lot greater.
Other SIFE programs this year ranged from microloans for third world farmers to games to teach lower income kids to save and invest. SIFE students do all this while juggling school and sometimes holding down jobs, and that's not lost on the executives here. Each year, major companies hire more than 100 SIFE students, many from lesser-known schools that wouldn't otherwise attract such attention. John Thomas, the dean of the business school at La Sierra University, says that's a big deal for his students.
They would never have the opportunity to talk to a CEO anywhere else in the academic world. Tell me which CEO is going to read your resume. But right here, if you impress them, jobs can be placed right on the spot.
Thomas says one year, a student of his got hired that way by Jack Kale, a recent SIFE chairman and the millionaire entrepreneur behind Manco Duct Tape. 25 years ago, Kale convinced the legendary Sam Walton to carry his tape in his Walmart stores. He and Walton were early supporters of the Students in Free Enterprise program. And Kale says one reason he's remained active in SIFE can be summed up by something Sam Walton said about creating Walmart.
I asked him 10 months before he died, in May of 91, "Mr. Sam, if I could hold you to one thing in your business career that gave you more satisfaction than anything else, is there that one thing?" I'll never forget his answer. It was immediate. He says, "Yes, Jack, that would be helping to raise the self-esteem of so many other folks."
The team from Butte College.
In a ceremony with fireworks and screaming students, Butte College from Oroville, California, won this year's overall award for a two-year school. The top four-year school award went to Drury University from Springfield, Missouri. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Kansas City.